This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Reading now from the KyivIndependent.com, headline says, U.S. peace efforts make full circle as Putin tells Trump that Ukraine is out to kill him. From the article, quote, Donald Trump's peace negotiations have seemingly made a full circle after U.S. pressuring Ukraine to accept an unfavorable peace settlement. Kyiv spent over a month renegotiating the offer and getting close to receiving Trump's blessings on a revised proposal. But then Vladimir Putin called twice. A few hours before the second call, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that Ukrainian drones had attempted to strike Putin's state residence with 91 drones in Russia's Novgorod Oblast. Overnight, no evidence has been provided of the following claim, but that didn't matter. Statecraft, ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the line right now is our friend Matthew in Ukraine, 2024's Scoot on the Air, Person of the Year, my friend and yours. Welcome back, my guy. How are you today, tonight, wherever you are?
It's nighttime here. I'm good, man. I'm good. Back from the east for a couple of days.
So you're towards the interior of the country, closer to Kyiv?
I'm in Kyiv now.
Oh, you're in Kyiv. Okay. Not that that's been all that much comfort lately. It seems like from what I'm able to gather in the Western media, Kyiv is just they keep finding new ways to attack Kyiv with bigger strikes, more drones, more missiles. Is that the case?
Yes. They think they're going to break the back of the people here, but it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. From the Kyiv Independent here, is Ukraine trying to kill Putin, to your knowledge, like with a drone strike or some other way?
No, that's all BS. That's Russian manufactured. We all knew it was coming. We knew there would be some BS story coming out. The Russians haven't provided any evidence of any drone strikes, and when journalists asked for evidence, they said that they didn't need to provide any evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, they parade anything they can out for everyone to see. There was no 91 drone attack on Valdai.
What a weird specific number of drones to say were involved in the attack. Why wouldn't you just say dozens of drones or many drones or even a nice even number like 90 drones or 100 drones? They had to say 91. From this article here,
people that live around there said they didn't hear a peep. And I've sent you video of anti-aircraft fire. It's quite noisy.
Yeah, you can tell. You can tell when they're trying to shoot something out of the sky. Let's stick with this article for a minute, and then I want to ask you a little bit more about what's happening in Russia and what you hear from people that live and work there. From this article in the Kyiv Independent, Zelensky said in his Christmas Eve address, quote, may he perish, each of us may think to ourselves. And that is apparently what Lavrov said and Putin said. You know, they connected these two things, the imaginary drone attack and Zelensky saying, may he perish, of Putin. But so, you know, the Ukrainian president is out here saying like, yeah, the world would be a better place without Vladimir Putin in it. But to your knowledge, there is no plan, official or otherwise, to assassinate Vladimir Putin or somehow otherwise decapitate the Russian government?
No, but I mean, people don't catch the next line in that speech when he says, but the people of Ukraine choose peace.
Mm-hmm.
After he said that line, may he perish. So if you walked up to anyone on the street here and asked them if they wanted Putin to die, it's of course they'd say yes. So, I mean, we wake up every morning hoping to flip on a phone or get the news, right? So it doesn't mean the war is going to end.
Yeah.
So
that's interesting, actually. Yeah. I hadn't planned to ask you that, but let's say, I don't know, Putin slips on a pat of butter and breaks his neck, or he gets hit by a bus, or a drone takes him out, something. Does the war keep going on? Are there other high-ranking officials in the Russian government like Lavrov who would continue trying to persecute this war?
No, Lavrov doesn't have any power within that government. I think my take on it is that they would start fighting amongst themselves, you know, people like Kadyrov and others. There are a lot of personalities in that country.
Who's that guy?
Who's tamped down.
What's that name?
He's a Chechen. He runs Chechnya.
Oh, okay. So he's the guy in charge of
occupied
Chechnya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So
I saw a headline this morning. I didn't get a chance to pull it up, but I'll ask you about it. Russian society is starting to kind of run out of ways to sustain itself with the war effort, the sanctions, other stressors, on other Russian institutions. What can you tell us about that?
The banking sector is collapsing. Basically, the central banks asked the banks to make risky loans to businesses to keep them from going bankrupt. And they have removed the restriction that they keep reserves in place to cover the risky loans. That was the latest I had heard today. So, everyone's sitting around here. Sun Tzu, Art of War, if you sit by a river long enough, the dead body of your enemy will float by. That's, you know, if we can keep going longer, eventually they will implode. And we have been busy with our long range sanctions program, reaching out and touching all their refineries and their tankers and so forth.
Is there any more detail that you could get color in for our listeners? I mean, I know you share a lot of stuff with me that I would love to just rush and talk about on the air, but I don't know. I don't want to give away your secrets or compromise somebody in some sort of way. But can you tell us some about those special operations?
Yes. I've been involved with some of those long range sanctions, and it's been a joy. So, I've been transitioned to another role. That was just a get it up and running type approach. It's working really well. Now I'm working on something else, focused more in the East, on line of contact type things. So that's where I've been. That's where I've been busy. That's where I spent Christmas night, out and about. So it's been good. I've sent you some videos of that too. Some photos. So, it was funny listening to Putin say that they'd taken Kupiansk and then Zelensky does a video in Kupiansk.
Right. Yeah. the Putin says, we have surrounded the town of Kupiansk. It's like, this is a great strategic victory. We're moving the ball down the field. And then Zelensky's out there seemingly like by himself, taking selfies like in the main town square as to show, you know, the propaganda is so easily disproven in so many cases. It looks foolish. It looks so foolish to everybody outside of Russia and outside of occupied Ukraine because the information flow to them is so choked off. You know, the propaganda is all they see. So, I mean, how do you counter something like that? If you're trying to do a sort of like psyop among the Russian people and counter that propaganda, I mean, it's not like you know, in World War II, where you'd fly and drop leaflets over the town or something. I mean, what's the strategy there? You guys have digital specialists, social media specialists, guys who are trying to get this kind of content into Russia so that people there see, you know, it's all a lie?
We do. And one way to do it is we did off a general this week in Moscow. So, that's a good way to let everyone know what's going on. And then, of course, lines at petrol stations in Russia, they know the long-range sanctions are working. There's a digital approach as well, because the Russians are really good at disinformation. Mm-hmm. And we work very hard to counter that. So it's a daily battle. They put a lot of money into it for years prior to the start of the war. And I hate to say we've been playing catch up, but we have. Mm-hmm. So as far as Kupiansk is concerned, I can tell you right now we've got about 500 Russians surrounded. They've got no way out, no way for the Russians to relieve them. And if they don't surrender, we'll just kill them all. So that's just the way it goes right now.
It's crazy to me that in the years that you and I have spent talking, that they just keep finding men to send to the front line with bad equipment, bad training. These guys aren't in it to win it. You know, they're there against their will. They're eager to surrender. They get shot if they flee by their own, you know, superiors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's
a whole industry behind this, and their superiors actually kill their own men and keep their pay cards because you get paid to a credit card, a bank card.
Wow.
And then they keep their bank cards and then they scrape their bank accounts. So yeah,
sick.
It's disgusting. And they do. A lot of them surrender. A lot of them have been told that if they surrender, they'll get tortured, murdered. But all of them that surrender are like, hey, it's not what we thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
So, one story, we had a couple of guys at a position for 147 days. They captured a Russian in a position near them. That Russian ended up helping them fight Russians that were attacking the position. Now that Russian is, when they returned to the rear, that Russian's being moved over to the to one of the Russian volunteer units that's fighting the Russians. So that was a good one.
I'm interested in how, you know, at the same time that the sort of infantry push seems to be getting more desperate, less sophisticated, less effective.
They're riding horses. They're literally riding horse. They're attacking on horseback now. And now what we do is we fly a drone around the horse so the horse will buck the Russian so we can hit the Russian with the drone. Because nobody wants to kill the horse. They feel sorry for the horse.
Yeah.
Poor horse.
The horse didn't deserve that. So, horse isn't getting paid either.
That's right.
All right. So while you're facing guys on horseback, it seems like, and if I'm not correct about this, I'm sure you'll let me know, the other ways that the war is being fought is getting more sophisticated, more deadly, more drones, faster missiles, bigger swarms, deadlier strikes, worse outcomes for Ukraine. Is that accurate or no?
So he can't beat us on the battlefield. So he goes after the people and the infrastructure to make the people miserable. And, that's what they target, right? And that's the only way that they can really make us feel it other than, you know, our brothers that we lose at the front, at the line of contact. So that's it. The average Russian Joe fighting at the front, they send him in teams of three and four. One makes, you know, three die, one gets through, and that's how they build up a count in an area, in a town or a village, right?
Uh-huh.
We can't get them all. We try, and a lot of cases we do, as you've seen in the unmanned aerial systems brigade. They pretty efficient. They're killing several hundred a day. But yeah, some get through. But mostly we're talking technical technical warfare now, head to head. Ukraine targets industry, you know, industry to support the war effort in Russia, as well as the refineries and the oil loading facilities that, that financed the war. And all the Russians can do is target the civilians. And they've killed several in the past week. So, and injured dozens. That's what they do. And you know what? Everybody can put on more clothes and stay warm. Everybody's dealing with the power outages. You know, it's not the first winter we've been cold. It won't, and if this war keeps on, it won't be the last, right? So, yeah, there it is.
Well, God forbid. Yeah, it is good to hear that. At the same time, you know, they're leaning more into, and it seems like getting more results out of, you know, the air-based attacks, the missiles, the drones. So are the Ukrainian armed forces. I mean, the stuff that you have showed me that you guys are doing to hit these refineries, tankers, transportation. I mean, this is really sophisticated stuff. And it's hard to imagine that you could have done any of this, you know, 3 years ago. But you guys have gotten so much better and found creative ways to resource yourselves. You know, it really starts to feel like guerrilla warfare. You know, just 21st century guerrilla warfare, but you have like a real army. Basically. You know, you're not like just desperate people in the jungle or something like that.
Yes, and we have a partisan movement behind the lines. It's called Atesh. They have a page as well. I'll send you that link. They stay very busy doing the guerrilla type warfare. They're very good at it. So
we better take a break here, Matthew. When I come back, I'm going to share some questions from the audience. If you'd like to get in on that, go ahead and text me the question that you'd like me to ask, and we'll see if we can get it in. It's 504-260-1870. Stick around just a second. Matthew will be back. Again, it's 504-260-1870. If there's anything that you're curious about the war in Ukraine or anything else you think Matthew might be able to answer, do let me know right away. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm Ian Hoke.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
BRB. 148 here on WWL. Our guest is Matthew in Ukraine. I'm going to take some listener questions in this segment. We're going to start out with James on the North Shore. He asks, dude, did y'all watch 2,000 Meters to Andreevka? Please ask Matt about that documentary. Did he know any of those guys? I did watch 2,000 Meters to Andreevka, and it is fascinating. Great look into the war. That's a PBS original. If you're interested, just Google 2,000 Meters. It'll pop right up. Did you know any of those guys, Matt?
I did, man. I did, and still do. There's a couple of them that still talk to.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yep. Here's a text that says, when is Matthew going to get his cold treated? It sounds worse. Are you sick?
I have been sick for months now. I can't seem to shake this thing. Somebody was joking it may be hantavirus. We've got mice here.
What?
Just crazy amounts
of mice. That can't be real. Isn't that that's only in like New Mexico, right?
It's a joke, man.
Okay. Well, I don't know, man. It's 2025. Anything's possible. You got the Hanta virus in Ukraine. I don't know. Well, okay. Well,
the thing is, it's probably some kind of RSV or something that's been going around. So everybody's got it. Everybody's had it for months now, and they can't shake. Everybody that I know in the military has got a cough right now.
It's funny. It makes me think, like, I've had a cough that for almost a month now that I can't shake. I don't think it's Hanta virus, but, you know, I don't know. It begs the question, like, what do you do for routine health care? You guys, it's not like you just go to the urgent.
Like a military doctor?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, okay, great. Yeah.
And you can go to a private doctor if you want. Military doctor's just as good. So,
here's a text that says, I know a lot of countries have provided tanks to Ukraine. Ask Matthew what tank the Ukrainian army thinks is the best.
Man, you know, we've up-armored some M1s, and they're doing pretty well.
Uh-huh.
Those Leopards from Germany seem to be the best right now for us.
Cool.
Yeah.
What is it about the Leopard specifically that makes them superior on the battlefield?
They seem to be more serviceable. M1s are kind of fancy and complex, which everybody knew what they were getting into, and they got them. Just the Leopards are more serviceable, and the guys are really happy with them, everybody I talked to. Of course, there's the old T-72s everybody likes here, you know, the old standard Soviet.
Those are the Soviet ones,
and they've been up armored and modernized, and they do fairly well.
Cool. Text says, question for Matthew. While it infuriates many of us back home, what is the general consensus there about the way that Trump seems to favor information from Putin over American intelligence? Do you plan to just wait him out and hope for an American leader with a spine?
That's all we can do. Everybody's throwing the eye rolls right now after what happened yesterday, right? I mean, people have stopped asking me, man, what's going on? What's going on with Trump? People have stopped because I've shut it down.
Just like, man, I don't know. The same thing that was happening has been happening.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed.
Yeah. Nothing's changed.
This is not a repeat from 2017.
Everyone seems to think that the Russians have some sort of compromise on him, and he's just bending over backwards to do whatever he can to help Putin. It could be driven by money. You know, it's always a deal, right? So we'll see.
One more about Trump, and then we'll kind of wrap up here, Matt. Here's a text. Steve asks, has Ukraine received any Tomahawk missiles like what Trump used to blast grass huts in Nigeria? Maybe from the European Union?
No, the European Union cannot transfer.
Yeah, they don't have tomahawks for you.
They had them. Yeah. We have scouts in the British version as well, and of the same missile. And of course, we've got our Flamingos. So, and we've been using those. And that's it. Tomahawks aren't going to win the war. They would give another arrow in the quiver that would make the Russians nervous. But at the end of the day, it's going to take breaking the back of the Russian financial system and their military.
The whole state,
financial system. Yeah. And so, you know, you've got all these republics that have been kept under the thumb of Putin for years, decades, and as soon as he's gone, they'll start fighting each other. It's gonna make Yugoslavia look like a country club.
Oh my God! How old is he now, anyway? Let's see.
Oh God, he's got to be pushing 80.
73, if you believe him. If you believe the Russian propagandists who say he's only 73, but like, didn't he have cancer? Or there was some thought that he had cancer. He's got body doubles.
Yeah,
I mean, what's going on with that stuff?
Some kind of cancer. Yeah. He's got multiple body doubles too. So it's kind of hard to peg.
Yeah.
What's wrong with this guy?
Well, if you see him cruising around shirtless on a horse, you know, make sure you use your little drone, knock him over.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Anything else you want our audience to know before we let you go, Matt?
Happy New Year to everyone at home, and all the best to you and everyone at WWL. I sent you that picture. It's funny. I was arriving in Kyiv last night, and I was behind a car from Poland that had a license plate that said WWL on it. I sent that to you.
Oh, my God. I didn't even see that. Hang on a second. I got a bunch of texts while I was driving yesterday.
Crazy.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, it's a license plate. The license plate is WWL-007. Cool. 007. WWL-007-9U. Wow. It's a sign.
Yeah. Crazy.
As always, thank you so much for your time. You're working your way. The audience loves hearing from you. We love you. God bless you. Please be safe. We understand it probably was not rad to spend Christmas wherever it was you were spending it, away from your loved ones in imminent danger. And just know that that sacrifice doesn't go unnoticed. And we really love you a lot and can't wait to talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks, Ian. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And you guys take care and have a happy new year.
Et toi, mon ami. There goes Matthew in Ukraine. We'll have that up on the internet for you in just a little bit if you want to download and share that. If you got anything else you want to say in reaction to that conversation, I should have some time in the next hour here. We'll do the news bomb, of course, but then I don't have any more scheduled interviews until 3:25 when I talk to the Dream Doctor. Stick around. I'm Ian Hoke. Be right back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.